Fans, pundits, and reporters have all weighed in ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl 59 matchup of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, but we wanted to talk to two former players who have donned the helmets and the jerseys of these two proud franchises. Today, we're joined by former All-Pro Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Dwayne Bowe. And Philly fans, don't worry, we've got you covered in tomorrow's program. Bowe played for Kansas City for 8 seasons, and he joins us now. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Hey, guys, how you doing? It's the King, Debo. Thanks for having me.
All right. I mean, there's so much we could talk about, but I want to start with the potential for a Kansas City Chiefs three-peat. So winning 3 Super Bowls back to back to back, what would that do for the legacy of this franchise and this particular group of Chiefs players?
I think it has set the record straight, you know, for, you know, the hard work that team been putting in for the last 20 years. And, you know, as a former player, me, even setting the wave of that kind of style of play, you know, you got 300 wins for Andy. Just that number 3 means a lot when it comes to history, and I think these guys, they have what it takes.
Yeah, what is it? I mean, head coach Andy Reid has been a difference maker for this team. Is it about him, or what do you think it is that has put Kansas City just one game away from making NFL history?
I think it's the culture, the color. It has everything to do with the city, the fans, and the coaching staff and the organization. Those guys take good care of their players. They let guys be themselves, and that's one thing you have to do if you want to be successful in the NFL is let guys, you know, show their personality and play like they was playing in college. And you can tell those guys are all on one accord, having a good time out there.
What do you think it is that's uniquely special about the Chiefs' current roster? I mean, at this point, given the deep runs the Chiefs have had in the playoffs year after year, guys like Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce are household names. What is it about this current lineup?
I think it's the consistency with, you know, with the head coach, with the offensive coordinator, and with the core guys. And like I said, Pat Mahomes is one major key of the Chiefs, but, you know, that defense with, you know, 95 and 20, those guys are, you know, young, talented, and it means the world to them.
Let me ask you this. What would you say the keys are to success against this Eagles team? Where do the Chiefs have to execute? And if you were the guy calling plays, what would you try to exploit?
I think the Chiefs have to execute Saquon, keep him to under 100 yards, play a little zone defense, cover Smith. And if I was a coach, you know, I'd be exploiting, you know, the safeties. You know, you have Travis Kelce, great route runner, good hands. I would think it'll be a tight ends game, and I think this is going to be one for the ages. Can't wait to watch it.
All right, I got to ask you this because I grew up in Kansas City, so I grew up watching the teams of your era, and I know that the Chiefs are such a big part of our town. It's a big part of identity for so many fans, and I know that you and the other players feel that too. A number of years ago, I know that you actually attended the funeral of a Chiefs fan, even after you were traded and were no longer with the team. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship you have with the community, with the franchise, and how that took off?
Oh, man, those guys, those people took me in as a 21-year-old out of Miami, Florida, you know, leaving Louisiana State, and they showed me nothing but love. All the community visits, all the schools and hospitals I went to and spoke to, those guys just kept me motivated, kept me humble. You know, the family that, you know, that passed, they really sit right behind our bench. So, you know, they'll bring me candy, they'll bring me cookies, and after the game, I get my jersey, a helmet. And it just grew from the years of me being there, and that's how we connected so tough.
Dwayne Bowe is a former All-Pro wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you so much, and have an incredible Super Bowl Sunday.
Thank you for having me. Go Chiefs.